And it's time to check the sports news with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran. There are lots of fans of breakfast all
lots
over the
country. Lots of fans, isn't it
there?
Great? Yeah. In football, is the Football Federation of Australia facing another coaching PR disaster with these rumours that Graham Arnold's on the move now?
Well, Fran, as you know in politics and I know in sport, rumours are right until they're wrong. And this one, well, it's a doozy. Arnold to leave the Socceroos only months into getting the gig and coach Hibernian in Edinburgh. And all this, as we know, too swiftly follows the mostly explained and acutely embarrassing sacking of the Matildas coach Alan Stajic. The Arnold rumours, which are reported by ESPN, and I duly note that this is owned by Disney, so it could be Fantasyland as much as Tomorrowland. They started after Hibernian, which is already home to three Socceroos, including Martin Boyle, suspended Neil Lennon when he fell out with all and sundry at the club. Arnold has fallen foul of Australian supporters at the moment after the Socceroos' exit from the Asian Cup, where they struggled to find the net. And look, we've just got to remember, a lack of public support was one of the reasons Ange Postecoglou gave when he left the Socceroos before the World Cup. A media conference or something like it is required urgently to quieten all this stuff down. But as we've seen with the Matildas debacle, media conferences involved in the FFA tend to create more heat than light. So fascinating time in soccer football in this country and elsewhere at the Asian Cup. We should note that Japan is through to the final of that particular tournament after beating Iran in the semi-finals, Fran.
Okay, let's talk snowboarding. It's always good to talk about Scotty James because he's won another gold medal at the X Games, this time in Aspen.
And all as Australia swelters, there he was all rugged up and doing his thing on the super pipe, which is not what you might think, given snowboarders' previous reputations. But it's an extreme sport course carved out of snow, 6.7 metres high and flat at the bottom, usually about 20 metres wide. And on this one in Aspen, James overcame quite a few tribulations. He didn't do all that well in practice. And then he had a wobbly first run. But then he had his second run. He produced a backside double 1260 and a switchblade 1080. That secured him 94 points, and he adds this title, and it's the second time he's won it, to the bronze medal he won at the last Winter Olympics. And Fran, you've got to say, this is not all bad for a young fellow from Warrandyte in the suburbs of Melbourne, where today the temperature is going to be a whopping 37 degrees. The story of how he came from a place where it gets that hot to turn into one of the world's best snowboarders on all that snow in Aspen is a remarkable narrative.
Yeah, I'd love to see the half pipe or whatever those things are that the mum and dad have built him in the backyard. In cricket, there's still more than a fortnight of matches to go, but perennial finalists, the Perth Scorchers, are already out of the running for the finals of the T20 competition.
Yeah, look, Fran, the Scorchers were thrashed by the Melbourne Renegades last night, a whopping 79 runs, producing some very, very ordinary cricket, which must include the selection of Cameron Bancroft as backstop. Wicketkeeper is far too good a term for him. He missed a stumping and plenty of other deliveries and then compounded the sin of not playing a specialist wicketkeeper in favour of another specialist batsman when he was dismissed for one. And look, generally, the disquiet about the length of this men's T20 competition, particularly when the women's version was so nicely wrapped up over the Australia weekend, it's growing into clamour. Even the television networks are saying enough is enough, and they're famous for underestimating the public tastes. So when they say that, something's not working. But look, cricket fever is at an absolute pitch in Canberra, because the pitch at the wonderful old Marnica Oval will host its first ever test match. Now, there has already been, I'm sure, exclusive interviews with the Jack Fingleton scoreboard, and somebody has scoured the National Archives to find sepia footage of Marnica's hitherto most famous cricketing moment. D.G. Bradman bowled off his foot by a gentle half volley from Brian Statham in his last ever serious outing for the PM's 11. I've known about that particular incident for a long time, but didn't know there was footage, and it was just wonderful to see that. And also the horrified look on the face of Sir Robert Menzies when it happened, friend.
Hey, in basketball, Melbourne United has returned to the top of the NBL ladder after beating Adelaide yesterday.
Yeah, look, the score a whopping 114-91 as Adelaide's male basketballers, they struggled to emulate their female counterparts, the Lightning, who only need to beat the Melbourne female players, the Boomers, at home to qualify for the season's grand final series. And the Canberra Caps are the other putative grand finalists in the WNBL. So as long as they can achieve something which has been beyond them so far, that's crossing the Nullarbor to beat Perth in Perth. Both those matches on Thursday, Fran. So we'll have a preview of those games. Pretty important games then.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.